Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
On that talk with Bill, there were several points there that seems to me that Flanagan really should work out and then just submit recommendations.
Right.
I shouldn't be talking to you. I mean, and I don't want you to go stir Henry all up about this either, you know. Let Pete work out those things. Like, for example, let's get a recommendation on Iran. You know, and, that human job is not the man, but you want to take somebody out there and you can put somebody to sweep. Determined thing. There you have to check with Henry. Taylor Brown's all right with me if he's, if you can go with Henry. I mean, I probably easier to do that than try to train some businessman in that period of time to understand the damn thing. But did he raise the Hillebrand thing before? Has this ever been raised with Henry or anybody or Pete or what?
It has apparently been raised with Henry.
What he said.
And but it's been put off on the basis that we were going for a non-career appointee, which I thought was...
Well, I well understand that, but you understand.
Harry was the one that was still playing around.
I know. I well understand it, but you understand too that you can't keep playing around and waiting
sure.
4 or 5 months.
Sure.
You've got to get an ambassador there. And my view is that I think probably on this one, that since it's gone this far, I don't think Hillebrand will do anything that can confuse it. Particularly if Rush is, he says Rush is for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that would have a great weight with me. You get Flanagan together with Henry tomorrow.
Yeah, sure will.
And work that out. Let's get the German ambassador thing worked out right away.
Right.
Then.
Right.
And in the future, I think on those, there should be a Flanagan should have a little consultation with him.
He does. He has.
But they shouldn't come up to me in that sort of half-assed way. I don't know what to say about
it. The ones that were supposed to come up were all set, and he was just going to go through them. It was Iceland, which he agreed to give to Crable, which he's been a sore spot for a long time. And Australia, where he turned down Lloyd Miller.
Yeah.
And so we were going to give up on that one. And apparently everybody's agreed to leave John Lodge in Argentina.
Leaving there?
Yep.
Okay.
And,
good. Get this out of our hair. I don't give a damn who the ambassadors are for the most part.
I know.
And with regard to the, I think with regard to the fellow.
And then the Val Peters.
Well,
we were going to replace him, and we were, the thought there was to give that to a career
coach
so that we could,
that's good.
You know, give him one more career guy in
here. Give him a career guy, I agree. Give him a career guy. But getting back to the, German one has to be done, and the Iranian thing, if they want a career guy there, I think they'll be. Henry was pushing Sullivan, wasn't he?
He was at one point. I think both agreed not to pursue that one, though. At least that's what I was told, though, that they thought that would be a good move for Farland.
Well, it may be, except that we do need a hell of a good man in Pakistan right now.
It's
a terribly delicate situation.
I didn't think Bill was going to raise Iran.
Terribly delicate situation. I'm inclined to think that Farland, much as we... wants to leave, deserves to leave, he's just got to be promised to leave at a later time, but he's got to stay there now. On the others, like the chief clerk, well, I couldn't care less if Dale has that job. Naturally, it can't be Rui, but maybe the idea of making this guy Smoter, what's his name, or Smoker?
Smoke.
He never is very impressive to me.
No, he's not so good, but we can't lose anything by leaving him acting for a while.
Just make him active. Just don't fill the post for a while, and I don't think does everybody feel that it mean a lot to Jim Reynolds to get him back here right now?
I'm not so sure.
My point is, if he comes back now, you've got to realize he'd be coming back to just some leaving from the table.
Yeah.
There are no big state visits required. We don't have any coming.
Yeah.
Right? The Mexicans.
That's right.
Hey,
you got just really some odds and ends.
The Mexicans. Now, I don't intend to take them. It's cheap protocol business, let's understand. I'm not going to go through this business. You know, like we've done with Mossbacher, taking every place, and he goes out and parts are out. We're not going to do it that way anymore.
Okay.
Just have that done by an advance.
Okay.
It's much better, don't you think so?
Sure it is.
They choose the protocol, doesn't know how to handle it.
That's right. Unless you get a guy that, is a more of an advance man type guy.
Well, a Kodas could do it, all right. But in Moscow, I want Volkan. New York is going to go. I don't want the acting guy to feel he's got to go over there and screw up the arrangements, you know.
Because
then just one more guy you got to clear with, and one more guy you have to do this and the other thing with.
Well, that's basically it. They are really more of a problem than they are a help.
They are. And we had to do it in Mosbacher because we have prestige. As a matter of fact, I'm inclined to think I'm going to say this to Bill, that we downgrade the damn office later. You know what I mean? So that we don't have that situation.
Yeah.
Where you have to do a lot of fatigue protocol and say, well, that's a hell of a lousy job. And we drop them to people, carry them around the country, and but we go abroad. You just can't have a situation where you have to sit in on the
meeting. Well, that's the key, really, is you should act in a different kind of capacity.
Right. So you get a man, basically, Bob, that will be willing to do that,
yeah,
and not put it with somebody who's going to come in there and figure that his prestige requires that he's, you know, got to do this and that. And you see, there's this problem to it. The escorting the president and everything. You've got to have four in the car rather than two. You know, it's a hell of a lot of things. It's just a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
And anyway, work that out. Now, on the other things, in the trip businesses, but the stopping at NATO, though, I just don't see how that. I just don't see how you can do that after visiting Moscow. I'd a hell of a lot rather stop in Iran. So I don't want you to. Don't let Henry raise this with Bill. You raise it with Henry.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Say, all right, look, what about the possibility? Don't say that Bill recommends it. Then he'll get out and squeal.
No, I'll just raise it on the basis of the calendar.
The calendar is that we're going to be there, and what about stopping in NATO?
On the way back.
The second point is we don't stop there. We could have an excuse for not stopping there if we went to Iran on the way back.
Yeah.
Which I'd be willing to do. And,
going to Iran wouldn't undercut the Russian thing the way going to NATO would.
Going to NATO sticks it to the Russians, and Bill's people are just putting him on here a little.
Well, and it undercuts the ride that you get out of the Russian trip.
It does it another way, too, though. That's more fundamental. Sure it does. Stopping those jackasses in NATO, you know, and then they all got to fart around. If you go to Iran, you could go there for a couple of days. Just make it 2 days, you know, usual two-day visit.
Yeah.
And on home.
Okay.
That would make sense to me, but you could point it up to Henry what the problem is. But let's try to get these things worked out so that I don't have to, and I can't, you know, it's the old story. Bill, like everybody else, he should never raise scheduling with me. I'm the least qualified person to know. I know what the hell the schedule should be.
You just wanted to come in and talk.
Right. Well, this is good. Good to talk about these things. But now, you sort of work it out. See?
Yep, sure
and, will. And don't send a memo to Henry, you know, and him carry it over to Bill. That'll just break China again. You handle it.
Right.
Scheduling, don't have Henry handle the schedule.
Right.
Don't ever let him have a schedule again, you see, because you're going to have one hell of a time. But if you handle the schedule, Bill will understand it, see. And you should anyway, don't you agree?
Sure.
Say, all right, now what is the score? What would be the best thing to do, Henry? You want to do this, that, or anything? And if he says, no, it can't be done for this reason, he won't do it. But if it can be done, then you work out the schedule, see. And then you say, Bill, all right, this is what he's done.
Okay.
I think it feels for him, at least with Bill, we've got no problem where he goes, because he isn't going to go any place where, like his going to India and Pakistan, he's out of his damn mind. You realize he could get the damn near mobbed in either place.
Yep.
And this is his State Department people are getting a terrible put on there.
That one, well, that came completely out of the blue.
That's a rat's nest.
I have a whole bunch of things,
That is an utter rat's nest. I mean, no American can go. I mean, sure, Pakistan's a problem in India. So how many Americans are going to give one damn that it is a problem? You know, if we do the China-Russia thing, right?
So what can you do about it?
Except make it worse. What you do is to advertise it as a problem. Advertise it as a problem.
Put some attention on the problem.
What we'll do is a very low, we'll do it the low key in this area. That's what you do. Say, well, we're sending some money over there. Well, I think this is, at least we've got a meeting that's over. But I'm inclined to think of the future. It's probably a pretty good rule not to try to take Gavin off his own affairs.
Well,
it's just too damn hard. I mean, it's, you know,
Well, even with Conley.
Yes, it is. It is, because you have to talk.
Well, you have to be the host then and worry about his comfort zone, and that's not the purpose here.
Sure. And I think, too, but you know, the other thing is, if you do it with him, the others are jealous, too. Why the hell can't they go and so forth? So we've done it now, and that's that. And in fact, that was long as good. But I think your thought is to, I think we'll just be hard-nosed as hell. On any further trip, there's no cabin lunches anymore. In the United States, I don't think that we should have them anyplace, Bob. Just, you know, when I take them out, I don't want any more cabin in the country anyway at this point, but when I go to this state or that state or the other...
They go in a different plane.
They go in a different plane. Don't you agree?
I sure do.
And we go.
The way you do it,
we've got to remember that we've got to conserve my energy at this time. And frankly, hell, in a different plane, they're going to be more comfortable anyway if you can work for their, you know, ego. But we've done enough for their egos, haven't we?
Yep.
I think we have.
Yep.
I think we put them on different planes, and we've got beautiful quarters. And
that's right. You build them up on that.
That's right. I really think that's true. I don't think we have to halt. And I think what your point is well taken. Just don't take anybody. Have an absolute ironclad rule. But you can never break it. You can't break it for any Congress or any senator, ever. Don't you agree?
Well, that's the only way you can really handle
the only problem that I see is coming back sometime in some place.
Yep.
Then I think you could break it for a Congress.
Well, that isn't so bad either.
Yeah. But then I think you could let a congressman come back, for example, give him a ride.
Give him a ride home.
But just say, look, get a ride if you're going to see anybody. But let's don't even commit to that.
Right. The more we can avoid that, the better, if we start out.
That's right. Because we've all got a hell of a lot of work to do. You know, we're all too busy to talk to these people. Okay, if you get the tea.
Sure will.
And if you get with Henry, with it, put it as your idea on the schedule. Not
right.
That Rogers should press this or that.
Yep.
To play it. But I do, I think it's made over and made post-college. Okay.
Right on.
Thank you.